Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Let's make this a year of promise. How about that?
Amen.
Amen. We pray this year will be a blessing to you and your family. I don't know about you, but 2016 seemed to certainly go by too fast. And the sorrowful, grief-filled events we had, we pray that this year we won't see quite that many. So let's look forward to 2017 and the promise that God makes that it's going to be a good year. Amen?
Amen.
Just a few quick announcements this morning. Your connect cards are in your bulletins. I would appreciate it if you would, if at least just put your name on there. That's how we record our attendance. And any messages that you would like to pass along to myself or the office, that would be the best way to do that as well. So I appreciate it. When the offering plate comes around, just drop those in the offering plate this morning. I'd like to thank you all on behalf of myself and the staff for your heartfelt, generous love offering this year. You all are so gracious and generous to us, and we're grateful for that. So on behalf of the staff, I just thank you for your Christmas giving this year and giving for the staff and myself, and it's really appreciated as well. And all the cards, and if you receive any gift cards, I'm going to be eating well for a while. Thank you very much. I appreciate that as well, Nancy, and I certainly appreciate your love and your generosity towards us as your pastoral family. So thank you very much for that. Just a reminder, our mission jar focus. Can you believe it's already January? Good grief. I can't believe how time flies. Our mission focus for the first quarter this year is going to be for Grandma's Place. That is a foster, sort of a step-down place for infants and babies and young children that are in the transition process of maybe being fostered or adopted, or they've been in a dangerous situation where they've been removed from their family. So you'll find information about that in your bulletin, but be sure and drop your change or some dollar bills or checks or whatever in the jar in the narthex back there in Grandma's Place. We'll certainly appreciate that as well. On Saturday, January 14th, the United Methodist Women are having their open house, and that's a good way for the women of the church to come and find out the mission and ministry of our United Methodist Women's Group. And come, it's on January 14th between 11:30 and 1, and you can find out how you can become involved in their fellowship. So put that on your calendars and look forward to that day especially. A reminder that next Saturday is our United Methodist Men's Breakfast. All the men of the church and friends and visitors can come and share the time of fellowship. And we've always got some good, greasy, and chewy food, so come and join us for that as well. It's at 8 o'clock that we eat. If you like to cook, you're here about 6:30, and we'll cook up a good breakfast next Saturday as well. And with that, a reminder of our men's retreat, which is coming up January 26th through the 29th. We're going up to the Rainbow River again. What a beautiful place. The sign-up sheets in the narthex. If you're interested in going, sign up, and we'll be in touch with you on that as well. So we're going to have a great time at the end of the month in the Rainbow River. Well, the Christmas season, after this week, we'll be taking down our Christmon decorations up here. Next Saturday, we're going to do that. Is that correct, Michael? Next Saturday at 9 o'clock, we're going to come and put these things away for another year. So if you're able to come out and help, those of you that came and helped, we appreciate your help again on that. So we'll get the sanctuary back to its normal configuration. I'm ready to worship the Lord. Are you?
Amen.
Let's now prepare our hearts and minds for worship this morning.
If you will join us, please, in the entryway, that will be on the PowerPoint. Please rise.
Thank you.
O worship the King.
Thank you.
Follow Devin and go with Miss Monica.
harmonica there.
I, for one, like clean slates, don't you? Let's forget all that stuff from last year that we said, oops, on. Start fresh this year. We take a quick look at these. I know we've had some things come up this morning already. In our service, and to go before the Lord in prayer, and I got to tell you, today's list is quite long. So we have a lot of folks that we're in prayer for today. So let me read these lists of names off to you, and just keep them in your prayers this week, and take your bulletin home. There's prayers listed in there as well. So here are these names this morning. Miss Dorothy Leone, just pray for peace and comfort for her. Miss Dorothy's 95 years old. I saw her right before Christmas, and she's not doing so well right now. Audra Miller as well. We found out this week that the doctors recommended she not drive anymore, so she's going to have more problems getting to church, and she's really starting to be in failing health. So keep Audra Miller in your prayers as well. We continue to pray for Karen and David Snyder. David's recovering from his surgery. And Karen, your surgery is this week, right? Yeah, so she'll be having surgery this week. It's in continuation of her cancer treatment. So Karen will certainly be lifting you up this week. And we will be in our prayers for sure. Bob Moore as well. We heard from Annetta today. Bob and Annetta were members here at Lakeside. Bob spent some time in the hospital this week and is now in rehab. But in her email, she never really said what was going on. So just keep Bob Moore in your prayers as well. We found out that Robbie Friend, the son of Linda and Ken Friend, had a fall this week and was injured. So keep him in your prayers. And Christopher Friend as well is in the hospital. Eleanor Gosh is in the hospital in Arizona. That's Bernice and Hannah's sister. Bernice, is she doing okay?
She's out of the hospital.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay,
let's continue to pray for Eleanor as well. We found out this morning that Donna Harris, I guess as a result of the fall, has fractured her knee. So she's out of commission for a little while anyway. Rose Pierre as well, I heard from her. She's not feeling well with flu-like symptoms. As well as Ken Chanel. You notice Ken's not here today. We just got word that he's home with fever and flu-like symptoms as well. So keep Ken and Rose in your prayers. Sanford Howard is having minor surgery this week as Barbara's boss, so you need to, those of us that know him, know him Buzzy, so Buzz. The Fleming family, Ann Elaine, passed away on December 20th, so that's in Joyce Blankenship's family, that's the Fleming family as well. Don Smith, a friend of David Schutz as well, seems to be succumbing to his cancer as well. So he's in Denver, right, David? Yeah, in Colorado. So continue, well, let's lift up Don Smith this morning as well. Ralph Jarman, he's in the hospital with the flu. So it seems we may be getting a lot of this flu going around. Ruthie Rawson's lifting up her brother Paul, who's having some personal health issues as well, so we'll continue to lift Paul up as well. And this is the one for Donna Harris. Well, I know this fresh new year, we still have all of these folks that need God's provision and grace in their lives and healing. I know you bring folks with you this morning that have names have gone unsaid openly here in church, and I do encourage you now to bring them to the foot of the cross as we pray together. Let's bow our heads and pray. Gracious and loving God, this list today can seem overwhelming with all the folks that we've continued to pray for and their situations of ill health and just late in life issues that will someday plague us all. We lift these folks up to you by name today, Lord. Father, we're grateful that you are a God that does pour out your healing grace upon us. Father, the unmerited grace that you shower us with is a gift that can come only from God. Father, today we pray for miraculous healing
We pray for those that may be far from you this morning and do not recognize that you are their Savior. And that if they would pray to you, you are there to listen and to intervene in their lives. Father, today I lift up the ones that have gone unsaid, unspoken this morning. Family and friends that we love dearly. Those that may be far from you this morning. Father, we pray that their eyes would be opened and the light could shine in. Father, today as we kick off a new year, another milestone in our lives, this morning we can say we woke up and we've made it to 2017. Father, today we can say we're yours. Father, I pray that today we can make that commitment that says, Father God, I am nothing without you. Father God, I can't handle my problems without you. Father God, we can't celebrate correctly without you. The joys and the blessings of our lives. Father, today I pray that if we haven't renewed our relationship with you, today would be that day. Today would be a day for us to say yes, even if it's yes again, over and over and over again. Today, Lord, we say yes to the gift of a baby in a manger. Today we say yes to eternal salvation. Father, today we say yes to the gift of life. So, Father, today we've gathered in your house. We've come to share Holy Communion. We've come to sing our praises. We've come to lift up those who are hurting this morning, and to lift up those who are suffering health issues, relationship issues, housing issues, financial issues, whatever those things are that take us away from you. Father, we pray that you would relieve us of those. So, Father, today we're grateful to be in your house. We're grateful to pray for our nation that's in the midst of transition. Father, I pray that our leaders would listen to you and seek your face in the decisions that affect all of us. So, Father, today I pray a blessing upon all your children. Father, we love you. We give you praise and thanksgiving for being a God who loves us beyond measure. We pray these things in the holy and precious name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
flood all nations, and by a star in the east, reveal to all peoples him whose name is Emmanuel. Enable us who know your presence with us, so to proclaim his unsearchable riches, that all may come to his light and bow before the brightness of his rising, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
Anyone else know what today is besides New Year's?
Epiphany.
Epiphany, give her a gold star. Epiphany. We're going to look into that a little bit today. I want to find out how many of you have had an epiphany lately. Our scripture today is coming from Psalm 148, verses 1 through 6. Please stand if you're able for the reading of God's Word this morning. Praise the Lord from heaven. Praise God on the heights. Praise God, all of you who are messengers. Praise God, all of you who comprise his heavenly forces. Sun and moon, praise God. All of you bright stars, praise God. You highest heaven, praise God. Do the same, you waters that are above the sky. Let all of these praise the Lord's name, because God gave the command, and they were created. God set them in place, always and forever. God made a law that will not be broken. Let's pray. Gracious God, we are the messengers you speak about in this scripture. Father, I pray today that in an epiphany, we too can see the light and tell others of this good news. Father, we love you. We give you the praise. In your name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. When was your last epiphany? Do you remember it? Who remembers an epiphany? Boy, three in a row. Right there. The only ones in this church today that has experienced epiphany all sat together. Huh. You might want to move down front some of these things. Fill up these first few rows here. These ladies can teach you something this morning. What is an epiphany? Maybe you've had one and didn't know it. What is an epiphany? It's something profound that's been revealed to you. Is an epiphany only something from God? Albert Einstein said that when he conceived the mathematical equation E equals mc squared, that to him that was an epiphany. I cannot believe God is a mathematician. I hate him. And I worked 30 years in a career that I had to use math for everything. God said, I'm going to give you 30 years of hell, and then you can go out and do something else. No, that's not true. An epiphany does not always come from God, does it? But the epiphany we celebrate today, why do we call this Epiphany Sunday? It's the first Sunday after what? I'm getting excited here this morning. There's one here. What is it? Christmas? A baby was born? God revealed himself to us? I certainly wish he would have made it a little more clear, don't you? Today we're going to talk about Epiphany. God's Epiphany. God's grace revealed to us. I need another gold star. Maybe you should get a gold star today. Because he knows what God's grace is all about. Right, Benny?
Learned the hard way.
Benny learned the hard way. Anybody else in here learned the hard way? Okay, now some hands go up. Thank you, Benny. You're not here alone.
Still working.
We're still a work in progress. That is for sure. But one thing we can rest assured of is that our epiphany is when God revealed himself to us in a baby. Now, we may not always accept that gift. You heard me. My messages through Christmas was about accepting the gift. And then go home and put it on the shelf, or put it in the closet, or take it to your storage unit and put it away. It's something that you live every day. Our music today reflected on the three kings, the Magi. I want to talk a little bit about that today. I think we misconstrue that story. It's a familiar Bible story. It's one that we've embellished quite a bit through the Christmas season, haven't we? You know, nowhere in the Bible does it say there were three of them. Why do we say the three wise men came? We've got two nativity scenes here, and they both have three wise men, don't they? One, two, three. That came from Jerusalem, so they got to be right. Son of a gun, there's one, two, three, and here's two. Why do we say there's three wise men? There's no place in the Bible that says there were three. I double-checked it, too. Why do we say three wise men? They brought three gifts. Maybe one guy brought three things. Maybe five guys, and two of them said, well, on it, I'm fresh out today. Let's just go with the three. So there was three gifts, so we assume three magi came. What is magi? That's an interesting word. This is where we have hope, folks. What is magi? It could mean wise men, but what else could it mean? Term could also be used to describe people who were astrologers, magicians, sorcerers, pagan priests, and those involved in the occult. Now God sat up that night and said, you know what? What's the most least likely people I can send over here to proclaim the birth of my son? Let's get these folks. There again, can we figure out how God thinks? Why did God choose those guys? Nowhere does it say in the Bible that they truly were wise men. They were magi from the east. More than likely, Iraq and Iran.
They didn't know about God. They were pagans. But God revealed to them something, an epiphany. And they got up and went. During your Christmas message, the shepherds, they got up and went. They don't know why. Well, an angel came. You know, I told you that angels used to come and get on a ship and look over them and say, rise and follow the star. In my lifetime, I haven't experienced that. Any of you? Maybe God doesn't come anymore. I don't believe that. I told you I believe God shows himself to us today and other people. We're in an era of God showing himself to us through others, I believe. So you've got quite a job. Any sorcerers in the crowd today? Any magicians in the crowd today? Good piece of magician. Marty, you ever done magic? Okay, Marty, I haven't done magic. I don't know why I just thought of you when I thought of magicians. I don't know. No sorcerers. Any astrologers. We like the stars. You know, when they went out and looked into the east and they saw that star there, God said, these guys probably aren't too bright. Let me give them something they really aren't familiar with. So he gave them some information. He said, go out and look to the east and there will be a bright light in the sky. And big men, they probably didn't ask directions, so they just walked up and towards the east looking at the star. Follow the star. He said, follow the star. But they listened, didn't they? They listened. Now you might ask yourself, why didn't they listen? They didn't know about this God thing. They were, well, we are Gentiles. We could throw them into that category. They weren't Jewish. They were Gentiles. Yet God chose to speak to them in a manner they understood. So sometimes our epiphanies come to us in things that are familiar, right? Have you ever had an epiphany with something you were totally unfamiliar with? I think God knows that, hey, they're not going to pay attention to that if they're not familiar with it. God gives us our epiphanies in things we are familiar with. Things we'll recognize. You've heard me say it before. My prayer is, God, let me see you at work. I know you're doing things, but I'm a dummy and I don't always see it. Give me something I know. So these wise men maybe not sounded so wise. And it's obvious they didn't have all the facts. But they took what we could call a leap of faith, didn't they? They got to Bethlehem and old Herod said, hey, wait a minute, what's these rumbling? You know what was even more disconcerting? They get to Bethlehem and they start asking around and no one knew anything. The Savior was laying out on the edge of town in a manger and the light of the world had come and no one knew it or recognized it. These three wise guys show up and start asking around, hey, you seen the new king? I wonder if he's talking about that. So they start talking among themselves, and Herod hears this. What's Herod do? Hey, you three wise guys, come and have dinner with me. Don't ask you a few questions. What is it you've heard? Well, we heard the new king is here. Herod was worried about that because he was the king, wasn't he? This is part I think is really sad. We'll talk about this more as we go along. Mary and Joseph had to get up and leave, didn't they? They had to go to Egypt. And Herod had all the babies under 2 years old killed. Let's just make a wipe the slate clean, as we say. But Jesus got away. So today I pray that like the Magi, we find Christ. When God gives us an epiphany and says, go out and do something for me. Don't lean back in your recliner and say, oh, I'll do that at halftime.
That's a good movie. I'll wait till this movie's over. If you receive an epiphany, I pray that you have, really. Maybe you didn't recognize it. Maybe you didn't feel the power behind it. But you know what? I feel that God has spoken to you in some way. Take it from someone who knows when God speaks, we don't always pay attention. I'm an expert at ignoring God. If you want any tips on that, I can help you with that as well. But God reveals himself to us in ways we don't always understand, but if we think about it, it's in ways that are familiar to us. To these magi, he used stars. How easy is it for us to discern God's will? You have that question a lot. God, what's your will for my life? What is it you would have me do? Who is it you would have me see? That's the question for the new year, folks. And God's word reveals his grace. I want to challenge you all this year, and I'm going to accept this challenge as well. Let's dust off the old Bible and get into God's Word. How many of you read your Bible every day? Good for you. How many of you read your Bible once a week? How many of you read a Bible once a month? How many of you have a Bible? How many of you have a Bible? God is watching you. I don't have to look. God is watching you. If you don't have a Bible, see me and I'll give you one. I just ordered more of these common English Bible translations. Even I can understand this Bible. And I'll give you a Bible. Merry Christmas from God. Merry Christmas. God sent us a gift. His Word. So I challenge you this year that if you don't own a Bible, get one. If you don't open a Bible once a year, open it up once a year. If you read the Bible every day, that's pretty good. Folks, we've got to be in God's Word. I'm challenging myself. You know, I have the Bible presented to me in many different ways on my phone. Online stuff that I do all the time. But I'll confess to you that I do not take my Bible and say, let's turn to Psalm 148. And read the rest of the story. I only read you verses 1 through 6. There's 14 verses in Psalm 148. Go ahead and finish it up. Maybe do that on Sunday afternoon. Become familiar with this book. There's epiphanies in here. If you read this, God will reveal himself to you in new ways that you never dreamed possible. I don't consider myself brilliant, but God has revealed himself to me in some strange places. Who likes to mow their lawn with an old push mower? Who likes doing that? Not very many people raise their hand, and I hated it when I had to do it. But God said, hey, this numbskull is not going to listen until I put him behind that lawnmower out there when it's 120 degrees and the sweat's pouring off of him. Then I'm going to say a few words to him. God has spoken to me when I've been mowing my lawn. I don't have a lawn anymore, so God's not. Apparently, one time I was washing my new car. I got a Tahoe. Boy, I was so proud of that thing, and I would wash it. Every few days, I was washing it. And I'm in the driveway washing my car. I had an epiphany. Now, this was before any kind of call into ministry or anything else. And a voice spoke so loud that I turned around to see if someone had come up behind me. And this voice said, "I've got something for you to do." So I'm listening. He says, "I want you to become a missionary, and I want you to travel the world and spread the good news of Jesus Christ to the world." And in the end of that, he said, "And you're probably not going to return." That's strange. That scared me. Because I believe what God just told me was, I'm going to become a missionary. I'm going to travel the far reaches of the world, which I thought was kind of cool. But he says, "You're probably going to die doing it." Well, a couple of those first things were okay, but then he says, "You're going to die doing it." To me, that was an epiphany. Because at that point, I started thinking about, what do I need to do to become a missionary? I felt that as an epiphany. I didn't tell anybody this for a long time. And then I started pursuing missionary work. Travel around, went to Cuba, been to different places, travel around, did things. And the more doors I tried to knock down in the mission field, I couldn't knock them down. My church says, I told my church one time, "I don't know, I got a call, I want to do something. God's calling me into something." They said, "Hey, you want to preach?" "No, I don't want to preach." They said, "Well, why don't you just try it? See what happens." "No, God told me I'm going to be a missionary." So the first Sunday I got up and preached, I probably had 30 typewritten pages, very detailed. I read those 30 pages in 6 minutes. And I thought, "Boy, that stunk." And as I'm finishing up, God said, "Now, that's what I told you to do." I said, "No way." That was awful. That was terrible. You know, you have those conversations with God. And God said, "No, that's right where I want you." Not that the pastoral route was easy for me, but I got to tell you, the doors just flew open. And they would fly open and I'd say, "Oh, wait, now look what's inside." "No, not there. That's not the one. Let me go over here. There's a door over here. Door number two is the one I want." I'd go over there and beat on it for a while, nothing would happen. I'd turn around and some pastoral role would just fly into existence for me. It took about 7 years of that before I finally realized, "Okay, God. Jonah's 3 days in the belly of the fish was nothing. I've spent 7 years in the belly of that old stinking fish. And he finally spits me out on a beach." He said, "Now we'll be a pastor." It wasn't easy, and it's still not easy. I'm still going to school, believe it or not. I'm still a student. But God said, "That's what I want you to do." An epiphany for me. The reason I tell you that is God is telling you something. Pay attention. Pay attention. That's all I got to tell you. Amen. Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for epiphanies. Even when we don't understand them. And when they come to us in forms that are crystal clear and familiar to us. Father, I pray that like the Magi, we say yes and follow. Then when we fall, we proclaim the good news. Father, we love you. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you for opening our eyes. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
we've ever received is Jesus Christ. And in that gift, we receive this meal. Do we eat to live or live to eat? Think about that. Times I live to eat. But at other times, like this morning, I eat to live. Hear this invitation. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Please join me. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not acted in your will.
We have broken the law.
We have rebelled
against your love. We have not loved our neighbors. And we have not heard cry out in need. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are
our Lord. Glory to God.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our Lord thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. Before the mountains were brought forth, for you had formed the earth, from everlasting to everlasting, you alone are God. You created light out of darkness and brought forth life on the earth. You formed in us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God.
In his baptism and in table fellowship, he took his place with sinners. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us the new covenant by water and the Spirit. The night in which Jesus Christ was betrayed, they were sitting around the table, eating to live. His disciples didn't quite know that yet, did they? But on that night, he took the bread and he broke it.
And he said, take and eat, for this is my body, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. When they finished the meal, he took the common cup and he raised it to his Lord, Father in heaven. Father, bless this. For this is my blood poured out for the forgiveness of sins for you and for many. Do this in remembrance of me each time that you drink it. The gift has been given. And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us, as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ is God, Christ is
pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory, and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, with the confidence of the children of God, let us pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Amen. Nancy, would you come forward? Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Feel God's grace fill you now. Pray in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, thank you so much for this gift this morning. Father, we receive this gift of eternal life, of our precious salvation, in the simple meal of bread and cup. And Father, today we know that we are born again, that our eyes can be opened again as if for the first time. Father, we pray that the light of the Holy Spirit would shine through each one of us. Father, we love you. We give you the praise and thanksgiving. And Father, let us now do our part. We pray in the holy and precious name of our precious Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please stand for our closing hymn, number 811. Another year is dawning.
Thank you.
As we start a new year, let us feel the presence of the Holy Spirit before us, behind us, all around us. Father, we love you. Send us out now into your mission field. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.